Charles Dickens, A Life by Claire Tomalin. Narrated by Alex Jennings. Copyright 2011 by Claire Tomalin. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Claire Tomalin, care of David Godwin Associates, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Prologue. The Inimitable. 1840. 14th of January, 1840. London. An inquest is being held at Marylebone Workhouse, a muddled complex of buildings spread over a large area between the Marylebone Road and Paddington Street. The beadle, a parish officer responsible for persuading householders to do their duty as jurors at such inquests, has assembled 12 men. Most of them are middle-aged local tradesmen, but one stands out among them as different. He is young and slight, smartly dressed and good-looking, neither tall nor short at 5 foot 9 inches, with dark hair falling in curls over his forehead and collar. He is a new resident who has just moved into a fine, airy house with a large garden, close to Regent's Park at York Gate. It is number 1, Devonshire Terrace, from which the beadle has made haste to summon him to his duty. It is only a short walk from Devonshire Terrace to the workhouse, but it is a different world he has entered through its gates. He is directed to a room in which the other jurors are talking among themselves as they wait for the inquest to begin. They have come to pronounce on a case of suspected infanticide, a servant girl accused of killing her newborn baby in the kitchen of her employer's house. One of the jurors immediately declares himself in favour of the utmost rigour of the law being applied to the young woman. The new young juror recognises him.